All right, we are here at the 2019 World Credit Union Conference in this beautiful place called the Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
Adam, Bahamas.
It's sunny outside.
It is
it's
very
about
sunny.
80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
We're inside, but I can still hear and feel the ocean.
Yes, the ocean is like a turquoise bathtub. It's that nice.
It's very nice.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But we are inside doing our jobs and doing them to the best of our ability. And you're probably doing a better job than me right now because I am all over the place. So, how are you, Adam Lee from Filene?
Doing very well, Mike. It's been great. This is definitely a highlight of some of the travel that we've had to do this year at Filene.
Yeah.
But feeling good. It's been a great conference. I've enjoyed just really experiencing the energy of especially the young adults and the young professionals
that
are at
Y-Cup folks.
This conference. The Y-Cup folks are absolutely remarkable, and the stories that they're sharing, what they're accomplishing is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all credit unions in the U.S. definitely need to be paying attention to that.
Oh, no doubt.
What they are demonstrating here is the future of the movement. It was awesome.
Indeed, yeah. That was my first interview this morning, and I had to wake up real quick. Real quick for those folks.
This is getting serious.
Yes. Yes. And lots of energy they have, which is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what we're talking about here is some workshops you guys are doing.
Yes.
Your Accelerating Financial Inclusion workshops, mm-hmm. teaching credit unions how to do ITIN lending and start a small business referral partnership. So give us a quick overview of these workshops and then why they're so important in today's business world.
Cool. Thanks. Yes. Just backtracking, the notion of these workshops really started with, I know you had a conversation, it was probably over 2 years ago at a conference about just launching and starting to summarize the results of the Reaching Minority Households incubator that we did.
Yeah.
And in that report and in that study that we did, the incubator, we tested five different programs, of which two of them were ITIN lending and the small business micro lending program.
I remember those, yep.
And so those two concepts showed a tremendous promise to really impact consumers and really benefit credit unions potentially down the road as well. So since that time, we built an ITIN lending guide with some great partners, Coopera, Inclusive, and PolicyWorks. We built this ITIN lending guide, essentially a blueprint, a how-to guide for credit unions to build an ITIN lending program at their credit union. And what we realized since that time is to really accelerate these two different ideas is that we wanted to try this idea of going out to the marketplace, to actually meet with credit unions where they are all across the United States, these five workshops we talk about, and actually walk them through a day and a half experience where they get to connect with their peers, other credit unions that have been doing this, share each other's experiences, hear from credit unions that have been doing this for a while, hear from these partners that I just talked about, PolicyWorks, Coopera, and Inclusive, real experts that have been serving immigrant populations and doing ITIN lending for a very long time, and coming together to teach credit unions how to walk out of that session with the ability to go back to their boards, get them to buy into this, give them the skills to generate buy-in, give them the know-how for policy and compliance, operations, marketing and outreach, to give them that complete toolkit that they go prepared to implement these programs at their credit union and in their communities. And it's so important now, I think, just even hearing in this global conference, you know, these programs are really geared towards U.S. credit unions. They can absolutely be applied all over the world. But you keep hearing, and again, in Filene's research, of wanting to grow membership, help the financial bottom line, reach out to members of the community, help financially vulnerable members, live the cooperative principles. And these two concepts, I think, more than so many that we've tested in our incubator, check all those boxes. ITIN lending has shown a tremendous promise for credit unions to be able to expand membership, to provide access to other members of the community that just can't get services anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's just absolutely, these are great programs. We've had over 39 credit unions already attend three workshops.
Oh my gosh.
In Miami, Chicago, and New York. Those are the workshops we've completed. Over 39 credit unions, 125 roughly participants have showed up to learn these programs and take them back to their communities.
Oh,
so we're excited to keep it moving.
Yeah, because I was thinking, okay, what's the significance of this in today's business world? Why is this topic so important to credit? Obviously, it's a value add for any credit union out there.
Yeah.
So give me the why of all of this, the significance of it all.
Sure. The why behind it, I think, is really, we use the term a lot, and credit unions have probably heard this in various settings and different conferences, the idea of a double bottom line, right? How can you help the bottom line of your members? How can you help the bottom line of the credit union as well? How can you do those both successfully? And when credit unions these days are trying to find ways to meet their long-term membership growth goals, generate extra revenue, et cetera, they need to be able to expand beyond their traditional way of serving, but also not to ignore a growing population of members in their community that need services that just simply can't get them anywhere else, or other banks or other institutions simply are refusing to serve those individuals. So the why behind it is really about credit unions being able to practice diversity, equity, and inclusion, to be able to serve everyone in the community, every member, no matter if they're an immigrant, no matter if they're second, third generation Hispanic, no matter if they're a refugee from Somalia or any other country, or they've been in this United States for many years. How can you help members of the community achieve their financial goals? Because that's why what credit unions are built on.
Right.
So I think the why behind these workshops is solving that problem of helping credit unions and enabling them to pursue their goals and to fulfill their promise to the community.
Right, and something just struck me as you were talking is like a lot of these folks are the ones that start small businesses in our country.
So there's a lot of overlap. Actually, there's a blog that I just wrote on the Filene website. I'm glad that you mentioned that, of the intersection between these two concepts. That you're absolutely right. When you take a look at immigrant populations in the U.S. or even the Hispanic population in the United States are the fastest growing population in general, but also the fastest growing number of entrepreneurs in the U.S. So if credit unions can figure out a way, and I think these workshops are a great way to help credit unions get
completely
that double-edged sword of being able to have not only the ITIN side, but also the small business lending side through a referral partnership that we're piloting and testing out with Axion and Grameen America to establish micro-lenders in the United States. We're trying to find out through our research, can credit unions effectively partner with these organizations to provide services? So credit unions can do both. They're addressing one of the fastest growing opportunities in the U.S.
No doubt. Yeah, the opportunities there are just are incredible.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, for lack of a better term, I mean, it's pretty huge because I'm thinking, gosh, you know, obviously you're providing these folks with this service, but then it can parlay into another service and so on, which deepens that relationship.
Yeah, it's about playing the long game.
Yeah,
it's about getting
that
member into a longer term financial position, which is ultimately going to come back to the credit union, but it's about taking that chance on that person, helping them be successful financially in that small business or whether it be personal finance, helping them become successful, that it all comes back to the credit union, the virtuous cycle of enabling the individual and eventually building capacity for the community as well. And that's the great thing about the small business lending is those dollars come back and stay in the local community, fulfilling that credit union idea, right? Local money, local dollars, local support, keeping that cycle moving.
Yeah, and keeping that local economy just thriving, So what are the next steps with these programs? So obviously you want to generate the interest, get people to attend, and then get them to act.
That's correct.
Is that pretty much the process?
Right. So we expect credit unions that show up to these workshops. This is about action. This is not a sit back and listen conference, right? This is a get your hands dirty workshop with an opportunity to ask the tough questions, to break down the barriers to take action. So really we expect credit unions when they walk out of this day and a half workshop that they have the skills and tools to go back and start that process of implementing these two programs. And then afterwards, we're going to be tracking this, just like any other Filene research project, is we want to study how many of these credit unions, we expect all of them that are showing up, please, let's do the hard work. We're here to support you, right? All this is about supporting these institutions to get these programs online and then track them through December 2021 to understand the long-term impacts that they're having on the credit union.
Okay.
How is this impacting the credit union financially? But then also study what's the member impact as well. How many loans are they issuing? What's the loan volume? What's the return on assets? Basically, the kind of the same study that we did with Reaching My Neighbor Household Support. We're going to take those 13 institutions that piloted in the incubator and to see if we can take these 39 plus. You know, we still have Austin and San Francisco to go. How can we get all these credit unions that show up to really scale this concept? That's what the end game of this, this project is, this workshop, is to scale these ideas that we found in our research to be incredibly successful, to help the credit union, to help the community.
Yeah, and I think once credit unions see, other credit unions see the success, or the proof in the pudding, so to speak, you know, then it's really infectious in a good way. And they go, hey, you know what? Let's do that at our shop, you know, and so on and so on. And I just see it kind of snowballing from there.
And that's the exciting thing that I love about these workshops is that every workshop we bring credit unions that have been doing this. Right? This is, for when we talk about ITIN lending, this is not a new concept. Credit unions have been doing this successfully for over a decade. Many credit unions have. And they're coming to these workshops and they're not sharing completely rosy stories that everything was perfect. Mm-hmm. Every credit union that has done this has their ups and downs, bumps and bruises, just like any product or service that they launch.
Right.
But by telling that story, our hope is that more and more credit unions, to your point, can see that there is an example. It's not easy. Yeah. It requires hard work, yeah. but the payoff for the credit union and the community is absolutely huge
yeah.
if they stick to it and have the perseverance yeah. to get there. And there are countless credit unions that are coming to these workshops that are sharing those experience, sharing that information with their peers
mm-hmm.
So that they can identify that there is a viable pathway, that they are not doing this alone. Credit unions are not venturing into this landscape
yeah, there's
without,
somebody who's already done
without
it.
Support with
right.
Filene and Coopera and Inclusive and PolicyWorks and their peers as well that have led the way.
Yeah. Good stuff here. Where, when, and where are the next workshops?
Yes. So everyone at home, you can go to filene.org. Filene.org/. That's a good one. I like that one. Slash.
Very.
Okay, we got
very choreographed.
Right? And slash. 2019 workshops. 2019. Workshops,
okay,
2019 workshops. They can
okay.
go to that website to register. The upcoming workshops that we have are August 15th and 16th in Foster City, California.
Mm.
And we're really excited for that event because we're going to be doing it at the Visa Training Center in Foster City, California.
Yeah.
So our wonderful
very
hosts,
nice.
Visa, are going to be holding that event
okay.
at their space. We're very lucky
been
to have
there.
That.
It's a cool
great
place.
Supporter. They've been the primary supporter mm-hmm. of this project, not only financially, but providing their guidance and expertise mm-hmm. as we go along as well. And then we have our final scheduled workshop is September 24th and 25th in Austin, Texas.
Well, that's a fun place.
And the amazing opportunity for credit unions to come to that ITIN lending and small business lending workshop is mm-hmm. they can stick around for another Filene research and action event that will be occurring immediately after that event.
Back
so
to back.
You get to get some work done, and then you get your learning, and it's just going to be a mind-melting experience.
Wow, 1-2 punch. A Filene
right.
1-2 punch.
Boom.
Wow.
Workshop. Research in action. Research in action. Workshop.
Wow. Get a workout right there.
That's right. Coming at you.
There we go. And a little kickboxing to boot. All right. Adam, anything else before you pull a hamstring?
No, my friend. I've been trying to stay upright, so. No,
you're doing a good job of that so far.
No, I appreciate the opportunity as always, and I think this is just great. This is the culmination, I think, of all the hard work that our credit union testers mm-hmm. and Filene has been doing in the space of pursuing and accelerating
yeah.
to the idea of these workshops, the title Accelerating Financial Inclusion. We know this works. We know what it takes to be successful. And we just need more credit unions to join us and get on board mm-hmm. so that we can translate the research and put it into action.
Yep.
Because that's where
you
the
heard
difference
them here,
is
ladies and gentlemen. Get in there and participate. The
Please.
More, the merrier, you know? All right. Good stuff. Adam, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work there, all right?
Thank you, my friend.
Good stuff.
Right back at you.
Right at you.
And you.